Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
There once was a girl called Noelle.
Hey, gang.
Whose small business was not going well.
Well, it just needs a little boost, really.
She needed some help. That much is true.
Yeah, what she said.
She met Republic's holiday helpers. Now she knows what to do.
Rates from 6%. Reduced equity from 0 to 35%. Easy and quick approvals. Wow.
Noelle's gonna have a great Christmas now.
Whee!
Reach more customers this Christmas for the Republic Bank Small Business Loan today.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murundoy, Divine told Unique that Ryan was acting strangely toward her and wondered if Kevin had said anything to him. At a village meeting, James suggested that Murundoyans should grasp opportunities to better educate themselves, but Monica disagreed, as not everyone was in a position to further their education. June also voiced her opinion. Lawrence opined that another problem was unemployment, which was causing the incidents of robbery. Later, Divine told Monica and Lawrence of her job at ExxonMobil and used the opportunity to enlighten them about some misconceptions they had about the company. As we return, Myrtle is saying goodbye to Monica.
All right, Monica, you take care.
Oh, was Monica out there, Auntie Myrtle?
Yes, Catalina. She just came to buy some tomatoes, and she was giving me the good news about Divine.
What good news?
She will be working with ExxonMobil.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
Yes!
I'm so happy for her, man. Everything good with she and her husband, though?
What do you mean?
Just hearing some whispers around the village.
About?
Her friendship with Malachi's cousin. Somebody was telling me that I've seen them hanging out a lot.
I suppose they're just friends. Men and women can be friends, you know. Doesn't have to mean there's something going on.
Yeah, you're right. I just find it strange that Divine would be friends with somebody like Malachi cousin.
What's wrong with him?
He just seems... I don't know. Kind of like he ain't got no ambition. I don't even think he works.
Oh?
You know, like the bad boy type? Seems like the type that would have women all over the place. Too good looking for your own good.
Maybe Divine is helping him in some way.
My fellow villagers, allow me a moment to introduce myself.
I am Denzel Lewis, aspiring community leader, activist, and president of the Cooperative Republic of Guyana. It is my honor to have been selected to speak at this youth forum this afternoon. First, I must applaud the efforts of the Murundoy Village Council in seeing the importance of youth involvement in our development. How are sounding the Auntie Myrtle, mommy?
Lovely, my son.
Oh, Denzel, you're going to wow them at that youth forum. I can't wait to hear the rest of your presentation.
Well, I can't give away everything now, you know, but I'm so excited.
Good, and I'm so proud of you, sir.
Me too.
Ah, thanks, guys.
The idea for the youth forum was really a great one. Unique and Sunny are really making things happen.
So true.
Well, that will be me making decisions in a couple of years.
Of course.
The good thing about you, Denzel, is that you've already established yourself as a youth leader. You've started the work.
You think it would be too ambitious to hope to become village chairman, say, within the next 5 years?
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's overambitious at all. Councillors can be any age. Look at local government elections in 2016. A man in his 70s was elected.
Right. And people as young as 18 can be elected, son.
Well, that's my goal. Eventually, I want to become a politician. President of Guyana.
That's my boy.
President Denzel Lewis. Ah, oh, how I hope to live to see it.
Well, if not, you'll be looking on from the ancestral plane, like they say in Black Panther, Auntie Myrtle.
Oh, yes. I will always be watching over you.
Hopefully, God will spare your life, Auntie Myrtle. You can be very old, but still. Yes.
Yes.
Why Alexis ain't wake up yet, though? Alexis!
She in the home.
What? She didn't tell me she going out.
Neither me.
Well, I saw her leaving early this morning.
I can call she.
Yes, she has me very worried, especially since the blood pressure isn't going down.
Nurse, you mean calling her every night just to check? Is the boy Alexis taking her makes your pressure so high all the time, you know?
But isn't that dangerous for the baby, though?
It is. She can end up having the child early.
Look, I don't want to study that, Auntie Myrtle. I read online that pregnant women with high blood pressure could even get seizures. I just praying that everything comes true safe with my daughter and my grandchild. She's almost 7 months now.
I've been praying too.
I don't know what to do to help Alexis at this point. Telling her to relax is not going to help. Simon and the whole family is stressed, I tell you. She should have never got involved with the son. But it's me fault. It's I bring Simon in with life.
Well, there's no sense groaning about the past. We have to look after the here and now. We all have to do our part to make sure Alexis has a healthy baby.
I agree. I'm going to call her right now.
Sergeant Murray, I'm glad you've decided to take this matter seriously. This woman needs to be stopped.
Well, you've made a serious allegation, Mr. De Freitas. Land issues are always kind of touchy.
I know.
You have cases where people have built on other people's lands and are occupying it for years. In some cases, they go to court for prescriptive rights. Sometimes one person has to pay the other off.
I know of such cases.
And then sometimes there are family disputes. Mother and father left house and land for siblings. Somebody wants to sell, the other doesn't. One person paying the rates and taxes and all kinds of problems.
I'm aware.
So, this report that you've brought me here, you think is a case like that?
Yes. I did a little digging and I think the land belongs to one of Coretta's relatives. However, from my understanding, the person is overseas.
You see, that is another thing too. Some people go away for donkey years and leave their property. By the time they return, a Coretta sells it.
So, are you going to arrest her?
I can't arrest her without any proof that she committed a crime.
She is trying to say that this land belongs to her, but in fact it belongs to her relative overseas. Isn't that grounds to arrest?
As of now, is hearsay. Show me the evidence. The police can't arrest people based on them, says she, sir. But I will go and have a word with Coretta.
Fine, I would like to be present.
With all due respect, Mr. De Freitas, I don't think that is necessary. I will handle this.
She tried to sell this land to me. It therefore means she's trying to get me in trouble. She was trying to swindle me out of my money too.
Well, still, it was just a proposition. You didn't give her any money, did you?
Of course not.
And then again, it's your word against hers.
And what if she tries to sell it to someone else?
It wouldn't get to that. I'll warn her.
Look, you know that this woman is notorious for being in such scams. I think she is a nuisance to Marundoy and needs to be taught a lesson.
We're throwing stones now, Mr. De Freitas. It wasn't so long that you were accused of kidnapping that same woman. Forgot?
Look, she decided not to pursue the charges, and we settled. That whole thing was a misunderstanding.
I also receive allegations that you tried the same thing with Sister Myrtle. You paid her off too?
Why is any of this relevant to the topic we're discussing?
I'm just saying that you might want to tread lightly with throwing around accusations and calling for people to be arrested. Didn't your ex also accuse you of abusing her, Catalina Lewis?
I never abused Catalina. That is a lie.
Okay, I'm just saying what the accusations were. And that is three women. Plus, I heard rumblings that there was a fourth. Didn't Abigail French, also known as Pepper, recently move out from your house?
Wait, man. Am I on trial here?
Just know that we are watching you, sir.
This is ridiculous.
However, I'll be paying Miss Coretta a visit this afternoon. Thanks for coming in. Enjoy the rest of your day. Inside!
Yes, outside!
Good afternoon, Miss Coretta Finance.
Sergeant Murray, what are you doing, eh?
My dear, how are you?
Hi, all right, man. I just in my car and I'm minding my own business. Simon?
Yes!
Mr. De Freitas, I told you I was going to handle this.
Is what really going on, hey?
You are a con!
Coretta, you've been accused of trying to sell Mr. De Freitas land that belongs to a family member of yours. Is this true?
What?!
Are you going to deny it?
I just look after the land for my family. But I never promised to sell it to anybody.
What?
I don't know what Simon talking about.
So you and he had no discussion?
About me selling the land? How I gonna sell my family land? Simon must be a madman.
Woman! You approached me!
Me? When?
Tell the truth, Coretta.
Mr. De Freitas, you see why I can't run and arrest people? Now she's doubting that she ever approached you with such a proposal.
Sergeant Murray, you have had dealings with this woman before, and you know how conniving she is.
Well, Mr. De Freitas, if we're judging people based on their past, then you would be serving time, sir.
You know what? Have a good day.
Very well, sir.
Yeah, no come back, eh?
Now, Coretta, are you trying to sell your family land, eh? You know you could get into a lot of trouble for that.
Me and...
Don't lie to me. I know you.
Man, look, are you just trying to get little money from me?
What you were trying to do is a crime, Coretta. You cannot sell what doesn't belong to you. Look, I am issuing you a warning.
But it's me family land, and I don't know if he ever gonna come back to Guyana.
It matters not. Look, please desist from trying to sell people's land. If we get another report, we'll have no choice but to arrest you, and you will face serious charges.
All right, man, I hear you.
Don't just hear me. Listen.
All right.
Good. All right, have a good day.
But you're looking good, you know, Sergeant Murray.
Well, you know, I've been going to the gym and thing, trying to think.
Like you looking out, boy.
Well, since I'm a single man now, you know, why not, you know? You know.
You want to come in and let me gaff?
Well, actually, I should get going. I should get going. Sorry.
You can't spend 15 minutes with an old friend, Murray.
Coretta. All right, look. We could talk. You know, we could just talk about, you know, what's really going on with you. Let me just talk some things, you know.
Very well. I have some lovely chicken foot sauce. You want some?
Well, when last I had that, I would very much welcome it. Thanks, Coretta.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.